Principle 16, discussing inner Torah. So we learned that the entire Torah is not just its simple meaning like it seems like. We learned that the entire Torah is all spiritual information, it's all maps of consciousness, and it's all written in an encoded language. That the entire Torah is giving us details towards our inner transformation of consciousness. That the Torah isn't just some like history of something that happened, but is mapping out what's happening right now, giving us the deepest blueprint of spiritual reality and details of how to work with that and reach inner transformation. We learned that from the first letter of the Torah to the last letter of the Torah is one long divine name, code, that has encoded within it the entire process of our spiritual journey. That every one of our souls is on some level journeying through the entire Torah. For example, that in our spiritual journey, every soul is on some level going through the stages of what's called the 6 days of creation, Shabbat, the Garden of Eden, eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the flood, Noah's Ark, going down to Egypt, becoming enslaved in Egypt, being brought out of Egypt, going through the sea, being in the desert for 40 years, coming into the land of Israel. That these are all describing soul states, the process of what all of us are going through in our spiritual development. On a simple level, yes, there was a nation of Israel that was enslaved in Egypt. They did go through the sea, they came to the land of Israel, but the Kabbalah is showing us that the Torah didn't come to give us a history lesson. That enclosed in all of that are the deepest spiritual concepts to help us transform. That the Torah is in the present tense. That every person in the Torah, even everything else in the Torah, represent aspects of our inner self. That all of the conversations and wars and discussions that are going on are mapping out what's going on inside of ourselves. The key that unlocks the inner reading of the Torah is what's called the Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is mapping out different aspects of our inner self, of our consciousness, of our divine experience. And the holy books of Kabbalah show us which person in the Torah is connected to which aspect of the Tree of Life, which is connected to which aspect of our consciousness. So through the Tree of Life is the key that unlocks the inner reading of the Torah, so that we can read the entire Torah as maps of consciousness. When we start to unlock the inner reading of the Torah, so it's surface level of reading, as many people do, is you start to see how shallow that is compared to the deep spiritual wisdom that's encoded there. For example, to look at the story of Noah's Ark as only a boat that has animals in it is the children's version. Just for like an example, like the word for ark in Hebrew is teva, which means word. The measurements of the ark described in the Torah are 300 by 30 by 50, which those numbers are the letters of shin and lamed, and which is lashon, which means language. So the ark is talking about prayer. The flood, the waters represent all of the self-serving desires that are surrounding us. The animals represent different aspects of our inner self. The three levels in the ark represent three states of consciousness, also connected to action, speech, and thought. I mean, just simple example here, but we start to go into the inner meanings of what's being described in the Torah. What's the spiritual information there is so deep that that simple meaning, for example, of like a ark with animals in it, it just becomes irrelevant. That's just the clothing for very deep spiritual concepts. Now the question comes up, well, was there an ark with animals in it? I don't know, maybe. But it becomes irrelevant when we start to see what the Torah is talking about there. Now, as far as understanding whether what happened on a literal level in the Torah also happened beyond the deep spiritual information there, so there's different approaches to this. The Kabbalah says that everything in the Torah that's describing our spiritual practice, spiritual practices to do, the mitzvot, so we learn that those are to be taken literally, that they're here to actually do the practices. Now, the deep meaning of those practices goes way beyond their literal understanding. But the idea is that they're here to actually to do as spiritual practices, literally. But all the parts of the Torah that are not talking about literal spiritual practice, that are bringing the stories and we learn are all giving us spiritual information and clothed in those stories. On some level, the stories happened literally, but how to understand literally what that means. Like, does the ark literally mean a boat in that example, or does the ark literally mean a word? So the Kabbalah is showing us to like go way beyond the simple reading of the Torah and to help us access the deep spiritual wisdom that's inside. If we're going to read the Torah only on its simple literal meaning, as many people do, it's a very problematic text. I don't know how you could read the Torah on that level. If you read the Torah just on a simple, literal level, so you have a God that gets angry, there's a God that gets jealous. I mean, on the first pages of any spiritual learning, we learn that the source of reality, that God is giving unconditional love every single moment, never getting angry. But who would the source of reality get jealous of? It says that God spoke in the Torah. What does that mean? There was some voice that came out? Reading the Torah just on a literal, simple literal level like that is problematic because we start to learn the inner meanings that are very different than what it would seem like if we're just reading it simply. So through the holy books of Kabbalah, it's directing us to how to access the inner spiritual concepts that the Torah is bringing us that is way beyond the simple reading.